Here, your news update is being brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. I'm Mac Kelly in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. The Michigan legislature is considering new restrictions on social media use for minors in the state. Legislation introduced Wednesday would block children from under 16 years old from creating social media accounts, while teens between 16 and 18 would need their parents' permission to sign up. Supporters of the proposal say the measure is aimed at addressing mental health concerns tied to social media use among young people, including anxiety, depression, sleep problems, and self-harm. The legislation compares social media to products already restricted for minors, such as alcohol and tobacco. The proposal now moves through the legislative process and requires approval from both the Michigan House and Senate before reaching Governor Whitmer's desk for consideration. A Port Huron man is facing multiple felony charges following an investigation involving alleged child sexually abusive material. Michigan State Police say 68-year-old William Endicott was arrested after investigators reportedly seized digital evidence during the case. Authorities say the investigation began after a Michigan Department of Corrections residence check connected to parole violations. Endicott has been charged with two counts of possessing child sexually abusive material, two counts of using a computer to commit a crime. He was arraigned yesterday. No, that's not accurate. He was arraigned Friday, May the 8th, in 72nd District Court. A Huron County woman has pled no contest to retail fraud, second degree. Patricia Ventline received a sentence from Judge Ferris in Huron County District Court of fines and court costs, avoiding jail time or community service. The charge stemmed from an incident on March the 3rd at the Bad Axe Walmart, where Ventline took 45 grocery items without paying for them and then was intercepted in the parking lot. The court ordered $765 in total financial obligations, including $190 restitution for perishable goods, with a $350 bond applied. $450 remains due by September the 1st. Ventline is also banned from the Walmart store with potential arrest for returning without manageable management approval. And we'll be right back.
Home heating prices got you down? Well, did you know that Kohler Propane allows you to control the cost of your home heating bill? That's right. Kohler Propane offers a price cap that guarantees your propane costs won't go above a specific price per gallon. If you've been suffering the wrath of outrageous home heating prices with the other guys, it's time you made a call to Kohler Propane, your local propane provider, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Call toll-free 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Tigers game rained out with the Baltimore Orioles. They've postponed it until tomorrow, and it's going to be made up as part of a split doubleheader. The teams played through the rain last night, and the forecast of rain into tonight led to the decision to call the game off. The first game tomorrow is scheduled for 12:35 p.m. Eastern, and the second game is set to start at 6:05 p.m. About 40,000 people are under evacuation orders, and schools have shut down in Southern California due to a hazardous chemical leak. Officials say a storage tank began leaking methacrylate, a chemical used in making plastic parts. The tank overheated on Thursday at an aerospace plastics facility in Garden Grove, where evacuations were initially ordered. Officials expanded evacuation orders yesterday to include parts of Cypress, Stanton, Anaheim, Buena Park, and Westminster after failing to stop the leak overnight. The tank was holding between 6,000 and 7,000 gallons of the chemical at the GKN Aerospace facility, which makes parts for commercial and military craft. Your news was brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohl's. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, always make sure you go to thumbnet.net.